Hello and welcome back. I'm on page 3 and I'd like to talk about stem cells, and that's also the title of the page. And the box on the left, top left, is also labeled as stem cells. So, and that's basically where I am. First of all, what are stem cells? Well, stem cells have two characteristics. First of all, they are able to divide indefinitely. That's pretty important. And they can form other cell types. Now, this first point, the ability to divide, might surprise you because you might think that all cells are able to divide. But that's, strictly speaking, not quite correct because once the cells have differentiated, in other words, once they have specialized, many cells lose their ability to divide. Okay. So if you have a damage somewhere, a tissue damage, you hurt yourself and you have a wound, and the cells want to become active and have to divide to close your wound, well, then stem cells have to become active to make more tissue, more of the cells for healing you. But it's not possible for differentiated cells to do that. Okay, so if you want to make more muscles, then you have to use a stem cell to make more muscles. Okay, in other words, okay, or if you want to make skin, then you have to use a stem cell that is there to make skin. You cannot simply use a completely differentiated cell. And that's, first of all, that's number one, what stem cells are. And number two, first of all, you have to understand that stem cells can not only be found, of course, in embryos, because embryos are able to form all other cell types, but stem cells can also be found in adults. These are the so-called adult stem cells. And for example, in the human bone marrow, in the skin and in the liver, these organs are able to really regenerate quite well. Yeah, so if liver cells die off, then more liver cells are made. How are they made? Because stem cells become active and make more liver cells. Okay, and however, there are also other organs in the human body which do not regenerate quite well. Typically, the nerve cells, like for example the brain. So when brain cells have died off, they do not like to form again. Kidney and heart as well. So heart muscle is also one of those cell types that do not like to form. Regenerate quite easily, and these organs don't have a lot of stem cells. Okay, and in the photograph here on page 3, you can see it says here removing a stem cell from an embryo. It's actually a computer graphic; it's not a photograph. And you can see that on the left side, one of those cells is sucked out. It's taken out, and you can use this cell now to make more of these stem cells. Right, and then these stem cells can be used to make ideal cases. Maybe it's still a little bit science fiction, but ideally replacement tissues and replacement organs. So stem cell research is quite an important area of research, and there are a whole bunch of ethical issues as well. And that brings us to the next box: the ethics of therapeutic use of stem cells. Therapeutic use means to cure diseases. So it's possible to use stem cells to cure certain diseases, and the question is this okay? And one of the reasons why people are a little bit reserved about that is because the stem cells, they come from embryos. So you have to create an embryo in the petri dish, for example, by using in vitro fertilization, IVF, and these are then our sources for stem cells. And that's actually a thing that people consider ethically problematic. Some people consider it ethically problematic because you end up killing an embryo in the process. Okay, so that is one of the things why stem cell research has been controversial and still is controversial in some countries. However, there are also a whole bunch of counter arguments. Okay, one of the counter arguments is, when we're killing this embryo over here, I mean, it's a ball of cells. It's not really a fully developed human being. Yeah. So what we're right now debating is it okay to kill an embryo, but actually what defines human life? Is our DNA the thing that makes us human, or is it the fact that we have a brain or reason or able to think, or what is it that makes us human, right? And if you say, well, if we kill an early embryo made of, I don't know, 8 or 16 cells, are we actually really killing a human being here? So it's a little bit of a question of definition. A second counter argument is that early stage embryos, they lack a nervous system, so they cannot feel any pain because they don't have a nervous system yet. Okay, that would be another counter argument against this. And then yet another counter argument is, we might be killing an embryo in the process, but we can save the life of another person, right? So isn't the life of another person who is not treated, isn't this also, does this person not also have a right for life? Yeah, so who has more right, a ball of cells or a person who is ill? Yeah. And another thing is, the last point over here is that, well, I mean, we are producing a lot of embryos by in vitro fertilization for infertility treatment, right? Couples who want to have children, they can't have children, they do IVF, and they do in vitro fertilization, a whole bunch of leftover embryos. I mean, we don't want to kill them. Let's just use them for therapy. Let's use them for medicine, right? So at least they're good for something, okay? So these are the counter-arguments, but you know, I'm a TUK teacher as well, so I'm going to give you a counter-argument to a counter-argument, okay? For example, the thing is the following. I mean, when does a nervous system form? It's a gradual process. You can't really say exactly the point. It's a gradual process. So where do you want to draw sharp lines in a gradual process, okay? Number one. And number two is if we have a gradual process, I mean, where do you want to draw the line later? I mean, before birth, after birth, why is this already a problem? I mean, it's kind of, yeah, even because birth is also only one stage in the whole process, right? But I mean, nobody would consider it acceptable to kill a young child for stem cell purposes, obviously. I mean, yeah. But why would you draw the line at the stage of an early embryo? You know what I mean? So why do you actually want to draw a line here? Where do you want to draw the line? And the other thing is another counterargument is, and therefore, because we can't draw the line, we've got to be very strict, okay? We don't allow it, okay? And as soon as you have a fertilized egg cell, is zygote, that defines the human being, because this fertilized egg cell is genetically unique, okay? It's never been there before. It's genetically an individual. And there are other people who are saying, well, that goes into Kantian ethics. What you're essentially doing is if you're using an embryo for therapeutic use, you are using a human being for another purpose. And this really violates Kant's ethics, okay? You should not use other people. I mean, we're not killing people out there for organ donors, you know? We don't do that. Yeah, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to kill a person to use this person's organs for organ transplantations, obviously. Yeah, but why can we do it then with an embryo? You see, that is the thing. So where do you want to draw the line again? Yeah. So in order to avoid all of these problems, let's be very strict. Fertilized egg cell, that's already a human being, and this has to be protected. Okay. So that is, you see, I've given you arguments for it, then I've given you counter arguments, and I've given you counter arguments to the counter arguments, and so we can play ping pong a little bit. We're going back and forth, and this makes ethics so interesting. Okay, so two examples of the therapeutic stem cell use, the bottom box here. Okay, we have a bottom box here, and there are two examples here, Stargardt's macular dystrophy and leukemia. And Stargardt's macular dystrophy, that's a genetic disease, and in which children between the ages of 6 and 12 can become blind, okay? Because there is a problem with the retina, and the nerve cells in the retina, they break down, they degenerate, and therefore the children cannot see anymore. And as I've already told you just before, nerve cells don't like to regenerate very well. So what do? We can actually inject stem cells into the retina of the eye, and they will then become nerve cells. So we can at least improve the situation a little bit. Okay, so there is, and they have done this, and the researchers, they have developed a method to regenerate these retina cells. And it says they have done this with mouse cells, but in 2010, also a woman has been treated like that, okay? And 50,000 retina stem cells were injected into her eye, and apparently this improved the situation a little bit, okay? And the second example is leukemia. It's also used in leukemia treatment because what you're doing is you're treating the people with a very large chemotherapy, and this chemotherapy kills off the cells and the bone marrow, okay? But it also kills off not only the cancer cells, but also the good cells. So what you do is the following. You extract the bone marrow of the person, and the bone marrow, as I already told you, contains many stem cells, and we're multiplying these cells outside the person's body in the laboratory. In the meantime, the person is given the chemotherapy, which then kills off the cancer cells and the bone marrow. And then the person is given back his own bone marrow stem cells. So it's kind of you transplanting back to the person the cells that he donated to himself. And I think that's ethically much less problematic because we're not really dealing with any embryonic stem cells. We're just basically taking the bone marrow of a person, we're putting it, we're just kind of preserving it for the for after the treatment so that we can give it back to the person, right? And there are also stem cells in this bone marrow, and these are multiplied outside of the person's body. Yeah, so I think that is less problematic because the stem cells that were used in this process are so-called adult stem cells, not embryonic stem cells, but adult stem cells. These are the stem cells that grown-up people have. Okay, so we take out the stem cells from the bone marrow, we store it. In the meantime, we give chemotherapy, and then we give back the stem cells to the person. Okay, so okay, I think I'm going to call it quits right now, and we move on later in the next episode. I'm going to talk about microscopes. Okay, I wish you all the best.